At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Final hour, fist pump time on the fan cam, Twitch, and you know what?
What?
I think it's... We'll take a vote. I want to know if anyone else is fist pumping. Bobby's going to get this canceled like Peyton got. Life hacks canceled until you heard 740 this morning with the return on the expressway here on Sean and RJ, DFW Sports Station on a messy, nasty Friday.
You messy.
I guess it's supposed to be the same tomorrow. And the entire morning show, we'll see you at the Rangers game on Sunday at the Globe, Rangers versus Rays. Pepe, you're going out there as well?
Yes, I will be there.
All right. So we got the entire squad out there for the game.
You mentioned a second ago how life hacks returned. Peyton was trying to lobby right after we did life hacks. He's like, I think we should just repeat what I said and see if the listeners think it was that bad and vote and see if I really got it canceled. He's like, because I don't think I should be blamed for it anymore.
Off-air conversations should not always be brought on air.
Just right. Like you literally said to bring it on the air, so I'm now bringing it on the air.
After?
I said we should do it.
Gavin listening, we probably shouldn't do that.
I said if we bring it up and it gets a complaint,
are you turning into like the rat of the morning show?
Yeah, he kind of is.
No,
he's a snitch.
I'm not a snitch. He literally said bring it on the air.
No, I did not.
You said we need to bring it on the air and vote on
That's
it.
That's different.
That's the same thing.
Bring it on the air and vote on it. It's kind of like talking about it on the radio. Final four tomorrow night. Championship game on Monday. RJ Choppy has a final four degenerate.
Normally we bet unders and underdogs.
Normally. This year's NCAA tournament has been anything but unders and underdogs. Choppy. They have been losers. Losers. In this tournament.
Is this the year, answer this on the fan text, where the surprise bracket entry has no chance of winning? Like the person in the office who didn't watch anything, they're eliminated. They're more in play. Is it actually more upsets this year in your office because of the person who didn't watch just picking the chalk? I wonder how that has worked. Take the people who watch sports and college basketball in your office or workplace versus those who don't. And I think that those who don't would have more of a chance this year just going with the safe picks. Or do those people usually go with like your wife's bracket?
I was going to say, I feel like usually the person who doesn't watch very much wins these things because they picked the random underdog that nobody would have projected to get as far as they did. Whereas this year, the person who watches and like tries to think about who's better might make better, or like in Peyton's case, just creates a coward bracket.
877-881-1053. It's a text.
All right, so Duke -5 against Houston. The number's too low. Duke is 8.5 points better than anybody in the country right now, at least. So,
well, they have Jason Tatum, Scottie Pippen, Lamar Odom, and Kawhi Leonard.
That's right. That's the comps for Cooper Flagg. I was kind of surprised when I saw this. They did his comparisons on ESPN, and his ceiling, they say, is Kawhi Leonard. His floor
ceiling is Kawhi.
That's his ceiling.
Okay.
His floor is Lamar Odom. His prime comp would be Jason Tatum.
Woo!
So prime Tatum. They also do a second star comp, like if he's like the number two on a team, Pippen. All right, Pippen. Mm. And then an out of left field comp is Andre Kirilenko.
Oh.
Who's a block shot wizard.
Ton of versatility in those comparisons.
A lot of versatility. I think he's fantastic. Easily the best player on the floor in any game that he is going to play.
Is he your number one pick?
Yeah. Now, look, there may be somebody from France that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
But yeah, from the States, absolutely him. So Duke minus -5. I also like the over in Duke Houston at 136.5. The Houston Tennessee game was 69-50. So that was almost 130. Oh, sorry, almost 120, right? 120. And Tennessee scored 15 points in the first half. That's not going to happen with Duke. And Duke's not as good of a defensive team as Tennessee is, so Houston will score a little bit more in this game. And then I like Florida minus -2.5 against Auburn. That to me is the way those teams have been playing down the stretch. I know Auburn got here, and Florida's had some hiccups on the way here, but over the last month and a half of the season, there's no doubt about it, Florida's been the much better team.
Has the NCAA tournament been bad for your relationship? A sportsbook surveyed 1,000 couples and found 28% admit sports can cause friction. Now, when I had one of my 14 weeks off, Amanda was looking at me kind of side-eyed when I had the game still on. And I think in her mind it was, well, if you don't have to talk about it the next day, you don't have to watch 9 hours of it. But I love the tournament so much and the drama of it. I kept watching it. I wanted to have it on.
Yeah.
I now have a new gambling habit that plays into it. We had show ramifications that played into it. So I didn't need to see the beginning, but I had to watch these second halves, and that could have caused some potential friction. Among Gen Zers, 18-24, a staggering 1 in 4 said they even thought about ending things because of the friction caused by sports watching habits. A relationship deal breaker, 26% of those polled agreed it is a deal breaker. 17% reported feeling neglected by their partner while they had their eyes glued to the game. Survey also found that 24% of men are not willing to budge on their sports viewing time for their girlfriends or wives, but 72% are down to compromise on sports viewing to save their relationship.
Oh, it's a tough one because, you know, like there's no doubt that every spouse has felt neglected by their spouse over work, phone, TV, whatever. They've all felt that. But like, you know, if the sports viewing is a problem, like what do you want to watch?
They're not going to have answers.
They're going to have an answer, but like, what's the answer? Like, so if we just say, all right, I stopped watching sports, now you're going to be watching your shows, I'm not going to be into it, I'm going to feel like you're neglecting me.
Oh.
I think with Kristen, if there's a time she's irritated about me watching something or watching multiple somethings, it's not so much like, let's watch something else. It's let's go do something. I don't want to be here. I want to go out. I want to go do. That's where she gets irritated, which this is. Yeah, this comes up. Usually one game she won't complain about. If I have multiple in a row I have to watch, that's when she starts getting a little like, well, how many more do you have? Like, do you know when this is going to end? And it's like, no, I don't. Like, I mean, I know generally, but.
I don't ever get bugged on weekdays. I love my wife for that. Saturday, I try to always have a family activity, you know, and at 10 a.m. so I don't have to be in the house with them till like 2 p.m. And hopefully they knock out early. So usually morning, afternoon activity. And then Sunday is back to work. And That was part of the marriage agreement, which my wife has abided by.
Did you like have a discussion about that beforehand? Like, hey, you got to understand this is what it's going to look like.
Yeah. When she saw me not answering my family phone calls, she's like, and I'm like, job, family, unless it's an emergency. And then that's the way it goes until I have children, maybe.
Kristen likes to throw this out consistently that Amanda married into this. Sarah's marrying into this. Mackenzie married into this. She was already married. I jumped into a work balance that she did not agree to necessarily.
Well, you know what you should do in reaction? You should show her.
I start literally just raining cash at her. Cash. And, she picks it up and she stops
show
talking.
Show her your podcast pay stubs and now show her your pay stub now and say, which one do you want? Which one do you prefer?
Yeah.
That's what Bam. I'm saying. Zip it up.
Exactly. She knows.
Pepe, do you catch heat?
A little bit because I mean,
your girlfriend, your fiance, let you go to dinner by yourself so she could watch her own Red Raiders.
Yeah, I thought the job would be a good enough excuse to let me watch sports all the time, but it's not. You know, and Mackenzie, she doesn't get it. She doesn't get why sports take over. She's like, can you just not watch the game? Like, it's okay. Like, the game will still happen. You can watch highlights later on. Yeah. She doesn't understand that part of it.
Yep.
But yeah, it just sucks because sports is 365 days a year for me. You know, so it's like when baseball season ends, it's in football. It's college football. Then you have Mavs, Stars, you have basketball, you have all that stuff. So it's all the time for me, no matter what.
So even when you got recognized flying out to Boston by the Tolo, that doesn't change her perspective. Like, oh my gosh, you're a Z-lister.
Well, I tried to say, look, I'm willing to go on a trip with you during your time off, you know, while March Madness is happening. I could have said no trip because I don't want to miss March Madness, right. But I did that. So I think I get a pass there.
Yeah. Great point.
I took
the family to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Before the Final Four weekend.
Wow.
Look at that dedication. I could have gone during the Final Four.
You could have gone during the Final Four.
I didn't know. I forgot the Final Four was there, but that's what I would say in arguing it if it was an argument.
817 says, my girlfriend is a lame Duke fan. I'm a Tar Heel lifelong fan. I'm debating dumping her if Duke wins.
That's the one that really gets, where you have a house divided.
I also don't want my significant. There was this girl in college. Oh, God. This could probably get me in trouble.
What was her name?
Katie. But I wasn't dating her. She would just be there a lot when we were all watching the games. And I don't want to be with a diehard sports fan as my spouse.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
you don't
want
to be with one that, like, wants to argue sports with you.
Yeah.
You want to be with one, like Sarah loves to watch. She doesn't really talk about it.
Yeah.
I dated this girl one time. And
you don't want her to hate it. That's for daggone sure.
She would watch all the games. No matter what game it was, though, she had to have a rooting interest. And she did those stupid Frederick. You know Frederick from
Travis.
Million Dollar Listing?
Oh, wee!
Wee.
The
she
kicks.
Would do the kicks in the middle of the game. Woo! Like at the most random. Oh,
that sounds really douchey.
Oh, it was
you
awful.
You dated her?
I had to get out.
How did it end?
I said, I got to get out. I can't do this anymore.
And for RJ to break up with you.
I had to get out. I was like, I can't do this. This is brutal. This is brutal. You're just, you're picking a... You're rooting for the Patriots out of nowhere. It's a Thursday night game. Nobody cares.
And, like, being really married to it.
And really being, like, invested in it.
Well, speaking of the spouses and speaking of home life, a stay-at-home mom charge, this is something that Bobby and I could be taxed with here.
Yes.
Coming up soon.
This stay-at-home mom charges her husband nearly $3,000 per week.
Week?
To do the duties around the home. She is a homemaker. She says she put this testimonial out on TikTok, 4.2 million views. She charges $20 per load of dishes, $35 per load of laundry. Does that about four times a week. That costs
like where
about
this is going.
$60 per bathroom clean. That ends up to be about $240 per week. So she makes about $2,700. So her list also includes grocery shopping, homeschooling, chauffeuring the kids, $2,700 for every 7 days. That's what it does.
This is $156,000 a year.
Yeah.
Why would you like where this is going?
And the researchers have determined, they just used New York City for this one. That's, I guess, is the most expensive spot. But a stay-at-home mom do about $4,300 in chores each month. So this guy's paying $3,000 a week. So he's paying $12,000 a month for the chores. You're gonna like the word no when you want it doesn't exist at $3,000 a week.
3,000 weight, yeah, 156K.
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume that along with that charge then also comes...
Just like, there's 2 weeks vacation?
There's no nagging or anything else that goes with it, right?
2 weeks vacation case, and
I would marriage.
Just, I would just then pay somebody new to do those things and then not have to deal with the nagging that comes with it. So I like that to me sounds like a more reasonable investment.
It's a lot. 156. How much money do you have to make?
We need a new Andrew Dice Clay. That's what we need. We need a new Andrew Dice Clay. Yes. We need Dice Man to come up here and set these guys straight.
How much money do you have to, like, does this husband make to be able to just willy-nilly fork over $3,000 a week?
Well, that's the thing. But then it begs the question, and this is extremely dangerous territory, what is that job worth? Now, I'm not saying... it's not a very, 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 very high-paying job. But if my wife started handing me bills for it, I would start price comparing. I would go on the internet.
You'd shop.
I would shop.
You'd price shop.
I would be like the Cowboys front office, and I would find lowest possible bids.
Yeah. It's
But you know, I say this every time. You could not pay me that salary to sit at home and do what she does in terms of taking care of everything and the kids like that. Hell no. Hell no.
It's a lot, man.
But every time I do ask every once in a while, you want to go back to work? You want to go back to work? She's like, no. Because
it's their calling.
There's a lot of
they're calling.
There's a lot of crap that you have to deal with in offices. Yeah, you got to deal with a lot of crap at home, but work drama, right? I'll come home and she's like, you guys bicker like women, you know, or you get into it with this or that or negotiations. And there's office drama that adds to your life. So
I would imagine
it's a matter of preference.
I would imagine staying at home all day.
Like, my wife doesn't have to have the Sunday scaries, but when I have a week off, she's not taking a week off.
Right.
She still has stuff to do every single day.
I would imagine that,
my wife 9 to 5 is busy every single day.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I would imagine that, like, the being cooped up in the house and having, as an adult, very few adult interactions other than with your husband would have a major mental health effect on you.
Well, but my wife hates people, so it's not a problem.
That would be the best stay-at-home husband of the four of us, I think, Peyton. Because Peyton, I think he keeps the house clean.
Have you
met me? No, he talks. No, because it's the isolation with you. I was going to say you, but it's the isolation. I don't think you could handle it.
Oh, yeah, you would be the worst off.
Well.
Not in terms of the workload, but the mental health.
I would have to golf. I would have to golf.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
You have a little golf break?
Yep. I'd have the greatest
plenty of time in the day.
Oh, baby.
877-881-1053. So enjoy the degenerate selection. So tweet them out at RJ Choppy. The massholes are not happy with the Cowboys Joe Milton trade. We'll play you their tears, Scott Tenorman. If you know, you know. Next. Shout out to a physician. We always got the big time listeners here on the show bringing us these TikTok crazy Dubai chocolates.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Y, UNT, sent these. He hit me up the other day. He's like, I'm going to send you some Dubai chocolates, man.
Thank
these
you, Doc.
These are amazing. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it, man.
My wife's eyes lit up. I can't wait for TikTok to be canceled. I really can't.
Yeah.
Because every time I look over, she's shopping or surveying something, and I know it's coming from whatever is the latest TikTok trend. Like, we had this battle over my daughter's first birthday party. Mm. And at first it was, you know, I don't want to really do anything for Ava's party. And that's not this. Well, then the other week it was, you know, I came up with a theme for the party. I said, what? The party? You know, everyone's doing Western and everyone's doing cowboy outfits and Ava's first rodeo. And now there's a 15-minute photography session tomorrow. A little cowboy boot shopping and all that. And I know all this is coming from TikTok. It's the influence.
It's all the influence.
It's the social media pressure.
Yeah.
And I think it's costing us cash.
If you're worried about the cash, then you don't want Amazon buying it. Because if Amazon buys it, they're going to streamline all the TikTok shop with their store. They're going to make it easier for you to buy stuff off of there.
The TikTok
shop,
you're going to be broke. Though, man, the amount of money to be made.
So what's so special about this Dubai chocolate?
I have no idea. I think Corey knows a lot about it. His kids are trying to make them.
I'm about to eat it right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's like cream filled though. It's filled with like pistachios and something else.
Yeah, it's according to Google, a pistachio flavored chocolate bar with a unique gooey and flaky texture featuring pistachio cream and then something I can't pronounce.
Pei.
Good crunch. Good crunch. That filling is really good. I'm not the biggest pistachio fan, but that filling is good.
All right, so
it's thick too. These are thick.
Oh yeah,
two C's. Like
that thick chocolate in there. 877-881-1053. The Cowboys at this time yesterday, the news breaking: they trade for Joe Milton. We love the compensation that they gave up. They're not liking it in Boston as Felgen Mays. Is that a good Boston accent on the Sports Hub? They're displeased.
Well, I think the Patriots have perfected the art of giving away quarterbacks for no good return. That's what it feels like to me. Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, Joe Milton, and I'm not telling you that he belongs in the same breath as either one of those guys, but fifth round pick. They drafted him in the sixth, right? Do I have that right? Someone sent me a text today saying it was a seventh. I remember a sixth. But so that's all they could get after that, and all the hype and all the bullcrap and all these people wanted to trade Drake May. Some of them, not all these people, but that's what it is, a fifth round pick.
Why bother trading him at all?
I agree. You should have held on to him. You should have gotten more for him. And then some of the reports out there saying that that they had better offers on the table, but they wanted to accommodate Milton. Why? Since when does he get the kind of treatment you'd give a 10-year veteran in the league? Jacoby Brissett wants to go somewhere. He's put his time in. I would work with Jacoby Brissett. I would. I think his heart's in the right place. Like, fine, veteran guy, put his time in the league, no problem. You tell us where you want to go, and as long as it's not a huge difference, we'll accommodate your request. Joe Milton, who's been here 5 minutes, you got to keep him happy? Why?
They're not happy.
Wow. Not happy. Look, I mean, I think that from if you're a Boston fan, if you're a Patriot fan, it's a terrible deal. Like, you probably got
terrible
less return.
Because best case was going to be a four.
Yeah, I mean, that's still, I mean, that could be 40 picks or, you know, 30 picks higher, right? You know, it's been on where in the fourth round it landed.
What's infuriating them even more is the Jordan Schultz report that they had a better offer, but they did Joe a solid because he wanted to be here.
Yeah, I mean,
like, Vrabel's getting killed for this by at least these guys because they're like, I thought you were big, bad Mike Vrabel. And either Joe Milton is a malcontent, we're thinking after having the Pats play-by-play guy on that they didn't want Drake May feeling the heat and looking in the rear view. Mike Vrabel's supposed to be in there as the big badass to get rid of all of it.
I did hear or saw on the fan text earlier when we were talking about this earlier, somebody did text in and said that Brian yesterday on the air had reached out to his New England folks and was told by them that they did not have a better offer and that's not true. Now, that's just... I didn't hear Brian say that directly.
So
but
Jordan Schultz is going to beat Broadus' ass, that is what you're saying.
I mean, Jordan Schultz cannot beat Broadus' ass.
I know.
But I
it
mean,
was a Rappaport reference.
But, you know, if the Cowboys, the Cowboys' fifth that they gave him, right? Let's just say that's the 12th pick in the fifth round, right? But what if the Raiders offer them their four? Well, the Raiders have probably the fourth pick in the fourth round. That's a significant upgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going from a regular five to a comp four. You'd be going regular five to like back into the third round. Fourth round pick.
Yeah, I mean, for Dallas, there's nothing to be unhappy about. I can't imagine they would cut them this much of a break if they had anything better on the table. I think this is probably just what they had out there for him.
Also, if you're a New England fan, not happy because Choppy says Brady and Belichick are no longer the GOATs.
No longer the GOATs. Why is that? Well, because the NFL and... Derek Holland is the happiest man alive because his Cleveland Browns just got big time boosted. So last year, Major League Baseball added the Negro League records to their ledger. So any record, any number that was held by a Negro League player is now combined with Major League records. So like, you know, the single season individual batting average champ, I don't believe is a major league baseball player anymore. Right? I think they played specifically just in the Negro Leagues. And you have a lot of records like that. Well, the NFL has decided they are adding the AAFC to the record books, which means Otto Graham now has 7 titles. Because when the Browns were with, you know, the AAFC, they won a ton of championships. Paul Brown has 7 titles. He now is the most successful head coach. He has the most championships over Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And the Browns went from having never won anything to now having like 8 championships or whatever. So it's quite the difference.
Yeah, here's the only thing there. I don't think that matters totally. Like in terms of, I don't think people think of it any differently.
No.
Nobody seems to count anything pre-1966 anyway. How many Super Bowls do you have? I don't care how many championships you have.
Weren't we changing the baseball records too? Then they add in...
Well, they added the Negro League records in last year. Yeah. So, yeah, like you would see, you know, Josh Gibson having...
Look, no disrespect. It's already in my brain. It is what it is. I didn't see him play. I'm not changing my mind about it.
But it's also just the Super Bowl era. Like, that's what we count. Nobody has ever count...
The NFL really needs to do a better job because, like, the sport did not start with the Super Bowl.
No, but
like everybody says the game that put the game on the map was that Giants Colts, 1958 or whatever it is game.
Yeah, but
like,
a lot of
you've got to find a way to marry the two.
But they did marry the two. They merged in the 70s, and the first 4 years. So those years where those conferences played each other, and then the merger where the leagues were together. I think that's why people say it was a different league. You weren't playing the same teams. Like this was. That's when the era of all these teams that play each other now, that's when it started, so that's when you count it.
Yeah, but like, you know, the NBA, you know, they still count NBA championships before the merger.
You know what? I just don't care. That's just me personally.
Like, Bill, how many of Bill Russell's championships were before the ABA merger? I think all of them.
Yeah, but you're not talking about, like, the same sort of... Like, the ABA was not essentially as large and as prominent as what the NFL merged with when they merged with the AFL. When it was like, here are all the teams, we're all together now.
Dude, Giannis had 20 assists last night?
Yeah, 35, 20, and 17.
What? First player in NBA history with that style. 20 assists for Giannis? My goodness.
Pistons love that. Pistons play-by-play guy loves that style.
That's right. Okay, if you have technology FOMO, then you need to be in the know with the brand new emojis that have come out. Apparently, this is not saving Apple stock from plummeting, a.k.a. all my inheritance. I'm watching it melt away in the past 48 hours. But we have new emojis.
Yeah, we do. We have 8 new emojis for the 18.4 update.
Do I use the most emojis here?
I use quite a bit.
Probably, like, at least in our conversation. Well, hold on. Everybody cool talking about our conversations? Yeah, sorry. But Chop, are you okay? Do we need someone from the notary public to be here and tell me I can talk about it?
I've been using the exclamation point on them, the thumbs up.
Oh, the reaction stuff, that's Chop. Chop uses the reactions.
Yeah, I use reactions a lot. I only recycle through about 3 or 4 different emojis. I don't go very deep.
What does the one on the still mean with the thing coming off the head?
The what?
The thing coming off the head. What is that? The yellow emoji face and the branch coming off like the head.
Is that the salute?
Is that the salute guy?
Is it?
I think it's a salute.
Okay.
But they already say that this is going to be the most used emoji of the year. The new one that Apple has, and it is the exhaustion emoji.
Oh.
It's like your eyes look tired. You've got the eyebrows and then like the eyebrows that are like kind of pointing down, but in a circular pattern, and then a very, very small mouth. That is the one that is going to be the most used emoji of the year.
Don't love it. I don't think that's going to overtake the other emojis on my power ranking.
Right. So the other emojis that are new this year is the fingerprint emoji. It looks like a fingerprint.
What would I use that for?
I have no idea.
Why would I use a fingerprint emoji? I'm tracking you? Like, tracking I found you?
Yeah, I found you. A dead tree. A harp.
I have that now in my front yard.
Yeah. There's going to be a
multiple.
Harp. A harp thing.
Just bring back the gun emoji.
A shovel.
The jaw.
Just bring back
is the gun
jaw
emoji. Not, there's no gun emoji anymore?
It's a water gun.
It's like a water gun, or like in some instances, they'll use like a little laser.
Did he get replaced by the pregnant man?
It might have.
Wasn't that one?
Yeah, that is one.
Don't get all uncomfortable.
That is one.
It was.
There's a radish. There's a splat, like a purple slime splat. And there's a flag. I don't know what flag this is.
There should be only one.
Oh, the flag of Sark. It's an island in the English Channel.
Sark?
Hook 'em.
Yep. A flag of Sark.
All right. These all sound pretty useless to me.
A lot of them are pretty useless, I think. I'm going to use the exasperated one. Exhausted.
What are your emojis, like your most recent ones? Do they cycle by your most recent ones? Because these are definitely all the ones used. I use the eggplant a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
That's a big reply whenever if I'm asking Peyton for something, he says yes, hit him back with the
eggplant.
If I pay
somebody on Venmo, that's what I use in the notes call, like what's it for?
I use the big eye emoji, the alarm emoji. Yeah, I use a lot of these, all get used. There are times I don't have one I want to use regularly that I have to go back to the main page.
I don't like that the heart I use to love something, it's always a pink heart now. I got to cycle through to find a red heart. I don't like using the pink heart.
I love a good red heart. I never use the blue heart.
Wow, pink. No support. No support for the pink.
We have crosstalk with the fellas. Kevin Hagelin has promised a better crosstalk than yesterday. Let's see if he delivers. We finish up with Kevin and Corey next on The Fan.
Grabbed by Rantanen. The half wall finds Bischel in. He scores!
Victory Plus with the call, Spits and Suds with the recap, Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
Dropping hits and dropping goals. Love me some Liam Bischel.
Do they have to win the title to not have a disappointing ending?
I think so. Like, I really do. And, like, even if they make it to the Stanley Cup final, and this is what always happens. I don't want to be like, are you disappointed in the Cowboys? Yes, I am. This Stars team is better than any Cowboys team has been in the past 30 years. It should be
back.
Stanley Cup or bust.
Yeah, this is a very good team. That's their expectation. That was their preseason expectation nationally. The rest of the country yes. was like, they're Stanley Cup, mm-hmm. one of the top 2 to 3 teams.
Yeah, I feel you might be sleeping on 07 a little bit.
The 07 Cowboys? Okay. Yep.
That was...
All right. That's fair. That was a damn fine team.
That was a damn good team. 14 was really good. But, I think the nature of hockey, too, with upsets being so easy to get, it seems like.
I agree with you.
It's so brutal. That winning the Stanley Cup is... It's if you're the favorite, it's just like, God, who's going to pick us off this year?
Okay, so I'm with you on that. Sometimes I think the goaltending factor gets overrated just a little bit on why the upset happened. Like, I think after an upset, people will dissect it and be like, oh, their goalie was standing on his head. And you go back and look and you're like, was that what happened? Yeah. But, I mean, you're right. It's a slog to get through it. But how many people on this team have been through that slog only to come up short? Right.
Why do you look so nice today, Corey Majors?
Yeah, you do look nice.
I picked a shirt that was in the closet and put it on.
You don't have anything to go to after this?
I think it's because it's rodeo day.
Oh, it is rodeo day. Yeah, Tyler Durden is joining the show today.
No, that is not Durden. Tyler Durden.
He's Tyler not, Wade, back-to-back world champion. Tyler Wade joins us in studio at 10:40. Before that, we'll have Brian Ray from the Stars. He's Dallas Stars TV host and analyst, Emmy Award winner, joining us. And then at 11, we will have Rich Waltz from Apple TV hopping on with
us. Can you ask this rodeo guy a question for me? Why do women love going to this so much?
The tight pants.
It smells like crap.
The belt buckles.
And the bulge.
It's dirty.
I mean the belt buckles.
No, you're right. But there's another thing to it. So
I asked you this. Is it the guy's version of women's volleyball?
It is, but it's to the next level, I think, because you take the attractiveness for the ladies of the men's pants in baseball, and you up it to the next level that he could also take down a beast.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're like, oh my gosh, if everything fell apart, he'll look good in those Wranglers, but he can also take down a buffalo.
Right, and this is what men we used to do. We used to take down animals.
What happened to us, RJ?
We got soft.
We did.
So well, we also started running out of animals.
You know what?
The buffalo started going extinct.
We did start running out of animals. That's fair.
So this is just basically, this is a meat fest for women.
Yeah.
A little bit.
To go and just look.
Yeah, we should ask him that. We should ask Tyler Durden that today. Tyler Wade.
It's not Tyler Durden. He's not real.
I bet he'd want to be Tyler.
How many rodeos have you been to?
Spoiler, jeez.
25.
In my life?
Yeah. Or in the last 10 years?
Probably about, the last 10 years, like two. But like 20.
Like five?
I used to go to Mesquite Rodeo all the time as a kid.
And that's the same thing. Since I grew up in Garland, Mesquite Rodeo is a humongous thing.
Are there women there?
Oh, yeah, dude. As a kid, I mean, yeah. I met one of my girlfriends
San Antonio.
There.
No, I didn't say that.
What about San Antonio?
Oh, dear God.
You trying to say?
Nothing. You know the arena in Mesquite? I grew up when they would run the commercials for that and they would talk about the Resistol Arena.
Yes.
For the longest time, up until I think young adulthood, didn't realize that it was called Resistol. I thought they were saying it was Resist All. Like, come see our arena that can resist all storms and anything else. Oh. You don't have to worry about any of it.
So, if there's ever a tornado, you're like, we should.
I thought they were just describing it as like, this is just an impenetrable force.
I gotcha. It's just like getting to know Bobby.
Yeah.
Corey, I was a little jealous yesterday listening to you on the way home talk about Call of Duty. And I was like, what do I have in my life that can give me that same feeling as a child, waiting for a video game release, waiting for a show release, and I don't have anything.
Oh, really? Not like a brisket?
Hearing you.
New smoker, class.
I haven't had anything like that recently, but hearing your prep and your total ignoring of your family for this new video game to come out, it made me jealous. I don't have anything like that. Did it meet the hype? The new puzzle or whatever?
Here's the thing. All my squad, me and my, the three.
I don't have a squad like that?
Yeah, three of my closest friends squad. I've known since middle school. I've known these guys forever.
Yeah.
They all, two of them went to the Army. One was in the Air Force. One retired Air Force recently. So like they're good at tactical stuff, and I just kind of follow along. I'm not good, but I love talking with them and hanging out with them. So this is our opportunity. This is like my wife. She goes and has drinks and brunch and whatever. I go play Call of Duty. That's my thing, to hang out with my buddies. So it did yesterday, although we all have different things now because we all quit for a while and then we came back to it. And so we all have things going on in our lives. I think tonight might be a little more in depth. But last night was awesome. The map looked great. It was gorgeous. We were able to get kills. It was fun.
Whoa. I feel like yours is like new restaurants. Like if there's somewhere you've really been wanting to eat, then you get like really excited about that.
But it's really now like a new recipe because going out is so crazy expensive.
Yeah, dude.
Then I got to pay for a babysitter and stuff.
And you lost all your money yesterday.
And today.
Dude, seriously, Kevin, I know you said I'm not selling today, but you know how much I lost yesterday?
$0.
If I sold today, it would be a lot more than
$0. Why would you sell in the middle of the dip?
Yeah, you wouldn't sell now. Honestly, we might be in just the middle of it.
Yeah, we might be at the beginning of the dip.
Man, by the way, how expensive have babysitters gotten, man? That's crazy.
Yeah, did you hear what it costs to have a wife? For some people,
yeah. What was that?
$3,000 a week.
Yeah, $3,000 a week for this.
About what free you bought, if you run your household.
What you bought Sarah for?
I bought her for $76.
Sorry, what?
What?
Yeah,
I didn't hear this.
License. When I bought the marriage license, it was $76 bucks. I said I bought you for $70. She pulled out her card to pay for this thing, and I stopped her. I said no. And I did the old The metal card.
Dropped that for $77.
Yeah, baby.
By the way, I'm not disputing that the stock market is obviously going way down. Not whatsoever.
Now, how much you run an hour for babysitter these days?
Yeah, so
is it a 20?
Even a family friend that I thought would hook us up.
Yeah.
And I guess they kind of did. It was like 15 an hour, and I was like, "That
Kevin, 20. Take that and run.
Yeah, 20.
You are getting like hooked up.
That feels like, okay.
You are so getting hooked up at 15 an hour.
I got some thoughts here. One, when 12 was the highest I've ever paid, and that was last summer. So 12 was the highest. That was it.
The highest?
Yeah, we were able to find some, you know, that
you
was obviously
a really nice neighborhood. It's
yeah,
fancy.
The economy changed after last year. But also have an older kid.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a 17-year-old.
I've never paid for a babysitter once.
He does it for free.
And here's the difference with the age of my kid now. He's too old for me to totally force him to do things like watch the other kid. Whereas Corey's kids are still in the house, and you're like, hey, do you like your room and all of that? Guess what you're going to do?
You like that car that I got you?
Yeah,
drive
your
brother and sister around. Go get some ice cream.
I had a joke back for what you said, but I'm going to keep it to myself.
We always had family live in town, so we never went out unless.
Or get a mistress, and then your wife can take care of the kids. That's an option. It's not my option, but it is an option.
So question of the day.
Who's most likely to get a mistress?
No.
Okay.
We know that.
Who's the answer?
It's not a question. What should happen to Ja? He does the gun gesture yesterday on the day the news comes out that he was warned about doing it the game before against the Warriors. First off, before last night, what did you think should be done to him, if anything? And now what?
Okay, so this might surprise you. I don't think doing that stuff is that big of a deal.
Oh, RJ Choppy.
I agree.
Well, conservative.
Okay.
But.
No. Okay.
Ted Cruz, what are you, Ted Cruz?
Rule of law only applies depending on who's in power.
No. I don't.
Why does your shirt say NRA?
It says Duke.
You know what's really sad? Duke. I was like, I thought I had my Duke shirt on.
I think really Memphis confused. Is the same gun laws that we do. Open carry.
Memphis.
No, it's an open carry.
I thought it was a bigger deal when he was like on his Instagram live and stuff and actually had a gun. But if he's
on the court, though.
I know, but if you're like, you take your finger and you go, pew, pew, I don't really think that's the end of society.
I agree. I don't care about the throat slash either.
Yeah, you didn't really kill that person.
Right. But if somebody
really
did throat slash kill someone and came back to the NBA and did it as a celebration, we'd be like, you probably shouldn't do that. Latrell Sprewell. Okay. This is the example.
I'll tell you this.
Reggie Miller did the choke sign.
Yeah.
If Latrell Sprewell did that, the NBA would have said, stop. You stop.
Okay, but name me the person who slit somebody's throat and then was allowed back in the NBA.
So you're saying John Morant should be banned from the NBA?
No.
It's very heavy.
I'm saying if he actually slit somebody's throat, he'd be in jail.
My point,
like if he actually shot somebody, he'd be in jail.
Well, I hear you.
And so that's the thing. I think because it's him, you have to fine him. Not suspend him, you fine him. And then when he just disregards you, well, it's like, well, now you have to be suspended.
Okay, so you do
be the commissioner.
All right, so you do the fine first.
Yeah, as just like
but
a,
you know he's not going to care about.
Well, but still, know. You just go, you've got to have.
You don't know. What are you going to fine him that he's going to care about?
Oh, you mean like the fine? Okay, but I'm talking about stopping what happened last night.
No, I get it. So I'm saying the fine is not going to do it. So you fine him, what, $250,000?
Yeah.
I know that's a lot of money for a human. He'll be fine, and he'll be like, whatever. It's only the suspension, and you'd have to do it now and have it go into the playoffs for it to make a difference, and they're not going to do that.
I'm suspending him 3 games.
Okay, I just, if you're going to suspend him after you've had issue after issue and he disregarded, you just let him off with a warning, then you have to say, I'm going to suspend you like 10 games, and so it hits you into your first round playoff series. What? If it's going to make an impact, I personally, it doesn't bother me that
Why did you warn him, though, if there's not going to be, like, I put this in my email last night, like, Silver is, like, the embodiment of 2.5 as a parent. 1, 2,
oh, yeah.
2.5, for 2 and 3 quarters. That's it. He's never going to count to 3 on any of them.
Corey, sure. What should or will Adam Silver do?
He should do nothing.
Whoa.
I'm with
you guys
him.
Letting like, this guy just out.
These are the guys who are just like, I'd rather my teen drink at home. You guys, I'll give you guys the alcohol and the condoms here at home.
Or pretend to drink at home. John Morant didn't really take his gun out on the court. He goes, beep, beep.
If he brought a gun on the court, that would be a different story for sure.
Like
the
last Boy Scout. He grabbed a shot glass at home and put water in it.
Yeah.
You're not drinking.
I'm okay with that.
No.
You're not drinking.
No. You keep responding, I think, as yourself. You cannot allow him to get away with it as the commissioner.
He's
giving you the middle finger.
I did get smashed in the face with a cupcake, though, because I missed this bet last time. So Alec got me last time.
Let's make another bet, Corey.
I don't know about that.
I'll bet that he gets suspended for at least a game.
At least one game? All right.
Yeah, he'll get
another cupcake bet?
He'll get suspended. But what if he did the old take a quiver out of the thing and do the Fernando Rodney?
It's different.
It's a weapon.
Would you feel that same way if he really had shot somebody with a bow and arrow and then he did that? You'd be like,
I feel different. Okay. If he really shot somebody with a bow and arrow. You guys are ridiculous. I can't believe it.
You love this crosstalk.
I love if I was your children. Get away with doing anything.
Tyreek Hill got fined for faking like he got arrested right after he got arrested.
The NFL's stupid.
No, but I'm saying, like, it's a consistent thing, though. That's how you punish people.
Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you Sunday at the Globe on the home of the Rangers. The KNC Masterpiece is next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.